while, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 31 construction workers inside a huge industrial tunnel in Los Angeles made it to safety overnight after a portion of the tunnel collapsed while they were 6 miles underground. All got out with only minor injuries. In central Texas, the search goes on for 170 people said to be missing from the floods.
Volunteers from all over the country combing through the aftermath. We saw this rescue team from Florida.
This is a close look at what these rescue teams are dealing with. The dog picked up a scent down here, but there's so much debris and mud piled up. Right now, these teams are using chainsaws to cut through some downed trees. They're trying to dig through in hopes of finding a person.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault in Kerrville, Texas. Secretary of State Marco Rubio at a forum in Malaysia says he echoes what President Trump has said, that he is both frustrated and disappointed that further progress hasn't been made on ending the war in Ukraine with further drone and missile strikes overnight. This is ABC News. The woman found guilty of stowing away last year on a flight bound for Paris could be freed soon. ABC's Michelle Franzen says it comes ahead of her sentencing.
In a court memo filed by federal prosecutors in Brooklyn and in agreement with the defense, prosecutors said Svetlana Dali's 7 months in jail while her trial played out was sufficient as time served. Dali is shown on video in November of last year of bypassing security without a ticket and boarding the plane, hiding out in the lavatory. A flight attendant noticed and asked for her name and boarding pass. After providing several fake names, Dali was detained. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Philadelphia city worker strike is now over, 9,000 workers going back to work. Samsung has unfolded its latest lineup of phones, introducing several new devices in its Z series. The Z Fold 7 will cost you a lot of money. Prices begin at about $2,000. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Sheriff Brian Schmidt and Chief of Police Michael Hochschild are pleased to announce a joint drug distribution investigation was conducted by the Price County Sheriff's Office and the Phillips Police Department. This investigation began in March of 2025, and as a result of this investigation, numerous residential search warrants were executed within and around the city of Phillips. To date, 9 individuals have been arrested in connection with this investigation. This investigation is ongoing, and additional arrests or criminal charges may be forthcoming. Sheriff Schmidt and Chief Hochschild would like to remind the public that arrested individuals are innocent until proven guilty. The Price County Sheriff's Office and the Phillips Police Department were assisted by the Price County Health and Human Services Child Protection Service. Saturday, July 19th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at the Mercer VFW post, there's a roast beef sandwich fundraiser and gun raffle. This is $20 per plate and includes a beef sandwich, coleslaw, pickles, chips, coffee, and dessert. Takeouts are available upon request, and tickets are available in advance or at the door. There's also a drawing for a Henry Golden Boy 22 lever-action rifle. Rifle drawing is at 2 p.m., tickets are $15, and there are 200 total tickets sold. Need not be present to win. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at 4299 Old Highway 51 South in Mercer. Governor Tony Evers has said he wanted to get the budget done before making a decision about whether to run again. Savannah Tomi Olson has the data about what Wisconsinites think.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term, 55% say he should not, and 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap, 93% of Republicans know, 83% of Democrats, yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
In 31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
The Brewers dominated the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a night off after a dramatic 3-2 win over the Dodgers in extra innings, over 33,000 fans in the stands. Milwaukee with great pitching this week from Peralta, Mizorowski, and Jose Quintana. To complete the sweep, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana just stepped up. He wasn't going to be outdone by anyone. Gave us 6 innings, 2 hits or something like that. And the whole bullpen with McGill, Uribe, Koenig, Anderson, Mears, Ashby.
The Brewers closer Trevor McGill found out he's headed to the All-Star game next week. I asked Dodgers manager Dave Roberts what he thought the Brewers are doing best.
It's a team that play defense really well. Offensively, they just create havoc. They steal, they bunt, they hit and run, they don't strike out much. You know, there's going to be balls in play. Pat does a good job with the roster as far as trying to maximize and create offense, you know, with that ball club.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. I'm using a technique that I was taught by my mother to catch big bluegills, and I have been catching some monsters here lately on lakes that usually don't find big bluegills on. I'll tell you what I'm doing, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
My mother loved fishing for big bluegills, and she used a technique that always produced those slabs, even on lakes where you didn't even think there were any slabs to be had. And what it consists of is fishing deep, vertical jig with panfish leeches. Now, I've got some lakes near me that are very clear and the weed line is very deep. These are the ones you're looking for, the very clear, deep weed lines. This is where those big bluegills are. People go up and they fish the docks. That's where the small ones are. They're fishing right in the thick vegetation. Small fish. If you want the big ones, you're fishing on the deep weed line, the very edge, with panfish, leeches, and a 1/16 ounce jig, and vertical jigging right over the side of the boat. You need a calm day to do this, but boy, I'll tell you what, if you get out on a calm day, vertical jig, 1/16 ounce lure, panfish, leeches, you're going to catch some big bluegills. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We'll get to around 82 for a high. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low of 63. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high tomorrow right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56. 98 Q Country.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. The wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that some stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. I'll go back.
His voice. If anybody ever put us down, you Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone, your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better, things are going my way. I sleep like a baby, I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. But I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
There he is. New artist Zach Top. And I Never Lie in 98Q Country. We'll do some birthdays in just a little bit here. If you have somebody birthday or anniversary, we'd love to wish them a happy day. Give us a call, 715-762-3221. You can always email those ahead of time, too. WCQM@civicmedia.us. Good Thursday morning to you. Maybe a little rain scattered here the next couple of days. More on that forecast coming up. Here's Keith Urban, 98Q.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I try to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name is not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me, you'll think of me.
All right, Keith Urban, 98Q Country. You want a little fact to blow your mind here this morning, something you can share with family and friends, and they'll be like, what? So in last night's Brewer game, there was something that happened that has never happened before in recorded history in baseball. So it's likely that no team ever before has done this. All right? So here's what happened. The Brewer quartet of arms last night, Jacob Mizorowski, Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, and Trevor McGill. They averaged a fastball velocity last night of 99.32 miles an hour, which the experts say is the highest single-game average in recorded Major League Baseball history. There was, well, actually, they've been tracking it since 2008, but I'm pretty sure that no one did it before 08 because people weren't throwing this hard. Now, this doesn't really blow away the previous record because back in 2021, the Mets had a game where they averaged 99.3 miles an hour. So they didn't blow away the record by any means, but it's not too often that that a team brings the heat like that. And the velocity you saw in last night's Brewer game was apparently the fastest that most likely has ever been seen in Major League Baseball. So as we know, fastballs don't win all the time. So at some point, they're going to have to mix in a curveball. Just couldn't imagine 99 miles an hour. I remember when I was in high school, way back when, there was a kid we played against who threw about 85 to 90. And I remember facing him and thinking to myself, I don't want to die. I just, and I was a pitcher too. I was a pitcher, but I didn't throw 85, 90. I probably threw maybe mid upper 70s, maybe pushing 80 on a good day. But this kid was, I couldn't imagine that was, and back when I was back, way back when, 90 was pretty good. That would get you a look. Now, 90's a changeup for a lot of pitchers now, but the velocity these pitchers are throwing is crazy. So, next time you shake your head at these guys who can't hit the ball, it's pretty hard. That thing's coming in, and then all of a sudden they throw a little changeup or a slurve or a slider or a whatever changeup, and then they look like fools. So it's. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's the hardest thing to do in professional sports is hitting a round ball with a round bat and trying to square it up. But over 99 miles an hour, the fastest. So if you watched a Brewer game last night, you just watched pitchers throw the ball harder during a whole game than has ever happened in the history of baseball. Pretty cool. Let's get some news and sports, and we'll come back on the other side with some birthdays and anniversaries. We're going to talk a little football. Gray's going to slide into the air chair here and talk a little Packers and NFL coming up at about 8:45.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 31 construction workers inside a huge industrial tunnel in Los Angeles made it to safety overnight after a portion of the tunnel collapsed while they were 6 miles underground. All got out with only minor injuries. In central Texas, the search goes on for 170 people said to be missing from the floods.
Volunteers from all over the country combing through the aftermath. We saw this rescue team from Florida.
This is a close look at what these rescue teams are dealing with. The dog picked up a scent down here, but there's so much debris and mud piled up. Right now, these teams are using chainsaws to cut through some downed trees. They're trying to dig through in hopes of finding a person.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault in Kerrville, Texas. Secretary of State Marco Rubio at a forum in Malaysia says he echoes what President Trump has said, that he is both frustrated and disappointed that further progress hasn't been made on ending the war in Ukraine with further drone and missile strikes overnight. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Catkins Animal Rescue here in Park Falls would like to remind you of which linen items they may receive. They can take flat sheets, flat blankets, fleece blankets, and towels. They cannot accept fitted sheets, filled comforters, afghans, mattress pads, or pillow/cushions. Once again, the only linens that they can take are flat sheets, flat blankets, fleece blankets, and towels. Friday at 9 p.m., there's a family movie night under the stars over at Elk Lake Park. Grab your blankets and lawn chairs for this free admission movie with concessions available for purchase. There are no rain dates, and come early to claim your spot. Once again, this is taking place Friday at 9 p.m. over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Wisconsin's top election officials say the Madison City clerk acted unlawfully, handling those ballots that went uncounted in November. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
Mary Beth Witzelbell was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year after 20 years as city clerk. Two members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Democrat Ann Jacobs and Republican Don Millis, conducted the six-month investigation. They found Witzelbell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling the absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. The commissioners got the most critical when it comes to Witzelbell's actions after those uncounted ballots were found. They say she did nothing as she was on vacation for a month after the election. They also say her deputy clerk did nothing. They said, quote, these ballots were treated as unimportant and a reconciliation nuisance rather than as the essential part of our democracy they represent, end quote. Commissioners say if Witzelbell had acted sooner, some of those ballots could have been counted. The report also includes seven new steps for the Madison City Clerk's Office to take to rectify those problems. The Clerk's Office has already implemented some new procedures at the direction of City Attorney Michael Haas, who's also the former administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He thanked the commission for its investigation, which he said the city fully cooperated with. He also says he has to review all the recommendations. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will vote on the report, recommendations for the City of Madison Clerk's Office, and guidance for clerks around the state 1 week from today. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers dominated the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a night off after a dramatic 3-2 win over the Dodgers in extra innings, over 33,000 fans in the stands. Milwaukee with great pitching this week from Peralta, Mizorowski, and Jose Quintana to complete the sweep, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana just stepped up. He wasn't going to be outdone by anyone. Gave us six innings, two hits or something like that. And the whole bullpen with McGill, Uribe, Koenig, Anderson, Mears, Ashby.
The Brewers closer Trevor McGill found out he's headed to the All-Star game next week. I asked Dodgers manager Dave Roberts what he thought the Brewers are doing best.
It's a team that play defense really well. Offensively, they just create havoc. They steal, they bunt, they hit and run, they don't strike out much. You know, there's going to be balls in play. Pat does a good job with the roster as far as trying to maximize and create offense, you know, with that ball club.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Escape to the serenity of the North Woods. Imagine 12.9 acres of rolling woodland where a cozy two-bed, one-bath mobile home awaits. Step inside to a refreshed, inviting space. New carpet, vinyl flooring, and a wood stove to keep you warm. Outside, explore endless possibilities. A new barn woodshed with loft and fire pit, perfect for evenings under the stars. Enjoy wildlife, lakes, and direct access to ATV and snowmobile trails. Call Alexis at 815-527-1546.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building in your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
All right, we might do some celebrity birthdays a little bit later, but Gray has wandered into the studio here now, so we're going to do a little football, a little Southern stuff. Good morning, Mr. Gunderson.
Good morning. I was voluntold to come here.
Voluntold?
Voluntold. It's you know those, there's a voluntary 7 a.m. basketball practice for those of you who are committed.
Yeah, we're going to work on foot speed for anybody who wants to have foot speed, and it's voluntary, but everybody be here.
And only starters are there, and every starter is there, and if you're not there, you don't start, but those two things aren't related, and it's voluntary.
All right,
that's how I got here today.
Before we talk football, let's play this clip. Brian Anderson interviewing Pat Murphy on the headset. Was this last night's game? I'm not sure if this was last night.
July 9th. Yeah, it would have been.
Okay. Yeah, it would have been Wednesday. Yesterday's game.
Super early morning yesterday this came in, so it would have been the night before.
All right. So let's listen to when Pat Murphy. Well, he's not a good one to put on live TV when the ball game's going on. Here we go. Let's.
Manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Murph, thanks for spending some time with us. We've got to get your thoughts, what you've seen so far
from your flamethrower, Jacob Mizorowski. It's pretty elite stuff here as Monasterio sends one to left. Call
Get out of here.
It's D-shit.
It's caught at the wall.
Man, we thought we had the good vibes going there, Murph.
Yeah, it looks like you get it off the end a little bit.
Did they not beep that out? What happened there?
I'm not sure. I think we just played a file that says bleeped that was not bleeped. I think I might have heard a bad word in there, Joel.
All right. Well, that was it. I didn't. It was very subliminal. It was kind of like the crowd noise mixed with everything else. So there was something. I was waiting for the beep, and I didn't hear it. I was like, oh, boy, we're
casual
in trouble.
Casual FCC violations.
Yeah, I'll forward that to Mike Clemens. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But Pat Murphy is definitely a hoot for the Brewers, and they're playing well. And the Brewer fans will be cheering for my Twins today to sweep the Cubs. 12-10 first pitch.
Oh, man.
Looking to come within a game. It's way too early to get excited about playoff baseball, but 95 games into it, we are.
I mean, you're in the second half. I mean, All-Star break is fair game, you know?
Yeah.
We're right there.
Yeah, so let's talk a little Packers. It's a little quiet time right now for the Packers, but they're still, once they get into camp, I think, and coaches get a feel for players and stuff like that, then you start to see a little bit of that, maybe some of that movement around in players, right?
Yeah, that's where we're at right now is OTA buzz. We're hearing things. We're hearing coaching opinions on players, and this will be true of all teams. You know, you'll basically, if you look at your main, you know, Vikings.com, Lions.com, Packers.com, whatever your team of choice is, right now you'll see a lot of the same thing, which is some quality writing from quality writers. Keep an eye out for who's putting articles out right now because they're the dedicated ones. But you'll be able to tell pretty quickly that it's not based on a whole lot more than some opinions and some quotes and some sound bites spun up into cotton candy, if you will, like you do with a little bit of sugar turning into it a lot of cotton candy. I call this cotton candy news. It's just, yeah, making a lot out of a little.
A little green, the tint of gold in there.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, what you're seeing right now, Matthew Golden is apparently the second coming of every offensive weapon we've ever dreamed of, but he's not taking an NFL snap in an actual game. So the moment I'm really waiting for are roster cutdowns, when we have actual training camp, and the word is August. The month of August is the beginning of some fun things. When you start hearing of who's being cut off a team, like there are deadlines by which you can only have so many players. That means hard decisions, and that means people you like playing for other teams.
Yeah, yeah. The spring, the schedule has been put out for, I always want to call it spring training camp for the Packers, and that begins on Friday the 18th when quarterbacks, rookies, and injured players report. Injured players. How did you find that? So they tell them basically they need to show up. So if you want to go over to Lambeau Field and take in some of the practices and maybe the bike riding experience and everything, the schedule is out for that and when you can go over and take that in. And that's what's so cool about the Packers is that not only is training camp a time where players and everyone's more accessible than they'll ever be again during the rest of the season, but it's right here. But so many teams have camps and they're somewhere else, and you're just, the fans don't get to experience, or you got to travel. It's right here. You could day trip it over to Green Bay and take in one of these practices
easily. Cool. You just head south on your highway of choice till you hit Highway 10. You turn east and then you get there, man. That's all it takes.
Keep going until you go past 17 Quick Trips there.
You'll see the gates before you know it. It's not the pearly gates, but you might mistake them for such because they're just that beautiful.
Is that how travel is being measured now in Wisconsin? Yeah. You go past 72 Quick Trip there, and then you'll be right at Antenda's house there.
At this point, nothing's off limits. That's the Quick Trip mile. It's kind of like a nautical mile. It's close. And it doesn't matter.
So a week from Friday, quarterbacks, rookies, and anybody with an injured toe, any injured players get to report. Also, I mentioned earlier, Gray, if people want to work at Lambeau Field, they're looking for people to do game day stuff. An usher, work at the concession stand. I don't know what they do over there, but they had a session yesterday, and there's another one Tuesday from 4 to 6 where you can go over to Lambeau Field and apply to work at Lambeau Field.
Yes, and I love that because every single listing that you'll click on, all of them say, we are not hiring people to watch football. Like, they all say, yeah, just like, yeah. Do you love the Packers? Can you shelf that for the most important part of your life? Like, you've got to both love them and be okay with never watching them.
Yeah, and a lot of stadiums do it where, like, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts will work and stuff like that. And some have geared away from that a little bit. When I went to a Twins game about a month ago, I was a little bit taken back that the lines at the concession stand pretty much at Twins games are gone. It's all, you walk through, you grab your food. People are making food behind the counter. It's a walk-through service where you grab your food, and then you come out and you self-checkout. You scan at a self-serve checkout. So that's, I don't know if the Brewers have done that yet, but that's what the Twins are doing now. So you walk through, you pick your hamburger, you pick your French fries, they all have barcodes on them, and then there's people monitoring the self-checkout, you scan it. So that line, that long line of people standing 20 back and you're not sure, are you in line? No, are you in line? I'm not sure if you're in line. At Twins games anyway, they've eliminated a lot of that. It's a new phase of concessions.
See, and the other thing that gets eliminated when you don't have those people going, is it you? Is it you? You also don't have that person behind the cash register going, next in line,
mm-hmm.
next,
yeah,
open register down here. So, right. Like, if you've removed that person just because you don't want to pay them, don't like it. But if removing them also means I get through the line faster, it's tough for me to argue with you. You know, as a business move, it's also better for the customer experience. Like, employ as many human beings as you can without ruining the experience for the customer.
Right. My brother found a glitch in the system, though. He found a glitch in the current system. So you go through and you pick out your burger and you pick out your bratwurst or whatever. And then if you want a soda, they don't give you like a soda. They give you a cup. Mm-hmm. All right. And you scan the cup and then you go around the corner. It's unlimited soda at Target Field in Minneapolis. So you can go up and get some and then you can go drink it and come back and get more. Well, but the cups from day to day are not different. They are the same. So if you come back the next day with a cup, you can technically go in and it says on right there, you know, must purchase cup day of the game. But
so the secret ingredient is crime is what you're telling me.
Yeah, basically.
The secret ingredient is crime.
But they still got you because the cup, the unlimited cup of soda, souvenir cup, big plastic one, it's like $13.
Oh, yeah.
So absolutely. How much soda would you have to drink to put them in the negative?
At the actual, like, cost price, probably 20 sodas have to go through that to get even. And actually, it's probably, you might even have to do, like, 40 sodas. Because I'm thinking, like, if maybe you're putting 33 cents worth of product into your cup. Because all it is the syrup and some carbonated water.
It's not much.
Combined artfully by a machine they rent, so there is additional cost. Mm-hmm. But I mean, let's be real. They probably buy their machine if there's any option to do so. That's trivial, though. So, yeah, that's my guess. I'm going to put it at 40. I'm going to say it's going to be about 33 cents. So, 3 sodas per dollar, $13, 39, 40 sodas, I'm thinking.
And so, if you go at it strategically, I mean, if you come in with a family of four, and they allow, like, little backpacks and stuff to come in. If you come in with a family of four, and you got a couple extra cups in there for the kids, and you go up and you fill it up, and then pour everybody's cup and go up and get some more. I mean, strategically, you can still come out on the plus side, but $13 for an unlimited cup of soda for a 3-hour baseball game, you're going to spend more time in the bathroom than you are actually watching the game if you're drinking that much Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
You know, I think I'm gonna develop a tactic inspired by people who siphon gas, you know, the best role models in the world. I'm thinking I'm going to take one of those souvenir cups, and into it I will set a funnel with a flow tube up my arm into a backpack, one of those camelback things, and I'm just going to grab gallons at a time. I'm just going to stand there looking like I'm filling up an infinite cup because I'm getting my $13 worth. Thank you, Minnesota. And because it is in Minnesota, I'm not even paying tax on that. I love it. Absolutely love it. I've got a plan.
I'm going to have to tell my brother's an engineer and he'll love that. I'm going to have to tell him that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to have to tell him that concept. It makes it hard to sit down. You're going to have to do it later in the game because then you can't really go back to your seat. It's going to be a little bit uncomfortable with that thing on your backpack.
So. That's the cost of doing business is what you're explaining to me. That's what I'm hearing right now. It's like
about eighth inning and then you walk around, watch the end of the game, and then you're leaving with a tanker full of soda.
Yeah, the seventh inning stretch is me collecting a profit on my undercutting of the pricing. Like,
yeah,
I'll fill your cup for 30 cents. Like, it's 1925 in Twin Stadium for a minute.
You could have ballooned legs. You could have plastic bags in your legs. All of a sudden, you walk out with large inflated legs.
I need that helium suit that happens in Scooby-Doo, and we'll just fill it with Pepsi.
Yeah.
Or Diet Coke. Let's be realistic on the supply and demand options here.
That's right. So, back back to football for a little bit here.
We got a bit distracted.
There's not much going on with football, but anything that you've seen or read, because you're on this every day, Vikings, Packers, Lions, anybody in that NFC North division, anything, any information from the past couple weeks that would make us pay attention at all?
No. It's a lot of that cotton candy I was talking about earlier where they're making a lot out of a little. But that said, it is an opportunity to spot quality writers. If you see Rob Domofsky out there right now from ESPN, he's their assigned Packers writer. And like you'll see that he's able to do a lot with what little is there. So it's a good opportunity for that. That said, there is still movement happening on the collusion that may or may not have occurred between the NFL and the NFL Players Association. Mm-hmm. That is blowing my mind. But I will tell you straight up that if you're not very, very interested in that kind of thing, the NFL or... It's tough to describe. Basically, the people who are supposed to be protecting the players from the league have agreed with the league to keep secrets from the players. And it's like, how are you protecting them when you're keeping secrets from them about some serious, significant things? Like, basically, the NFL told the team, stop giving players guaranteed contracts. That's like, okay, I can understand why the NFL would want that, but... players want guaranteed contracts. Therefore, the Players Association wants players to have them. So why would the Players Association agree to keep it quiet that the league told teams not to do it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like finding out that that your dad agreed to let cars go through intersections faster when you're crossing the street. It's like, wait, why are you're supposed to be watching out for me? So it's like, okay, there might be a reason for it, but we don't know what it is right now, and it really doesn't make sense. It's also a super nuanced, detail-driven conversation, but it's super important, and because it's so messy, it's a game of pickup sticks. There's going to be legalese. There's going to be a lot of names and titles and organizational and accusations, it's going to be super easy to sweep under the rug. But basically, the only people who are supposed to be watching out for the NFL players, and yeah, I get it, they're millionaires. How much help do they need? A lot, it turns out. They need to be watched out for. And the people who are doing that may have failed them in a really, really big way. And I get it, there's people who need help more, but if you care about the NFL... you care about this.
Yeah. It's something that'll probably linger on for quite a while.
It will. It's going to be, it's the next ugly stain on the NFL. That's for sure. It's the next deflate gate. It's the next bounty gate. It's going to be, I swear if it gets a name that ends with gate, though, I'm done with it. It was a hotel. Watergate was a hotel. That's where that came from. Bad things don't have to be gates.
Watergate, I'm thinking, okay.
Yeah, like every scandal doesn't need to be a gate. We can lock that gate and close it and never open it again. Stop it with the gates.
But the NFL will do what they're good at. They'll do everything they can to make it not a headline. Push it to the back.
The people with information that they don't want out also have a lot of money. That has some inevitable conclusions, doesn't
it, Joel? Yes, exactly. All right, Gray. Well, thank you for that football/baseball update today.
And a bit of distraction.
All right. We're close to football. We're less than a month away from
59 days from regular season kickoff. August is the beginning of preseason, baby. It's not even a month away.
And you're home with the Packers, of course.
Right here.
98Q Country.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
What's up? It's Big G from 98Q Country. I'll be broadcasting live from D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin for their Customer Appreciation Day, Friday, July 18th from 11 to 2. Stop by for complimentary food and refreshments and spin the 98Q Country prize wheel to win Mall of America passes, brewer tickets, D&D gift certificates, and more. Check out classic cars, meet the awesome crew, and hey, you might even win a bear hug from yours truly, Big G.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen.
to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We'll get to around 82 for a high. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low of 63. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high tomorrow right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
98 Q Country.
thing.
Listen to this. We are low cash.
I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home to mama.
Hey, this is Josh Ross.
Back to your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again.
Turn it up. Right station.
98Q Country.
Hickory on the floor, oh, down a little dirt road out here. Somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in an old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. Snow full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with like his daddy did, oh, drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in an old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. On a stove full of wood and coal, on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Searchers are still looking through the debris in central Texas nearly a week after the deadly flooding in Hill Country. 120 people lost their lives. At least 170 are still missing, and there are a lot of questions being asked about the warnings in response when the worst of the flooding began. In Los Angeles, 31 people getting out with only minor injuries after the tunnel they were in collapsed 6 miles from the entrance. Russia launching another massive air attack targeting the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. Overnight, it followed the launch of more than 700 drones against Ukraine one night before. ABC's Martha Raddatz with more on what's been happening this week.
This attack was massive and devastating after a record-breaking week. The Russian airstrikes largely targeting Ukraine's capital. The strikes following some of the toughest language yet from President Trump aimed at Vladimir Putin.
Ukrainian President Zelensky in Italy trying to gain support for ending the war. This is ABC News.
Civic Media.